This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. Drivers on crowded Plano roads could get some relief over the next year. Today, the city, along with TxDOT, DART, and the North Texas Transit Authority, unveiled new plans to ease traffic woes. In booming North Texas, no place is booming like Plano. As sparkling new residential and retail hubs pop up, companies like Toyota plan to bring in 15,000 new employees over the next year. That's a big business opportunity. And a big headache when it comes to moving all those people around. Gary Thomas, the president of DART, says it's not just about clearing up traffic jams.
It's about choices, because we know that as more and more people move to Plano and they come to work here, it's about making sure people get to where they need to go safely, efficiently, and effectively. It's about giving them a choice.
The city of Plano retimed nearly 230 traffic lights. DART launched a nonstop express bus across Plano. It's also expanding its Go Pass. Now the app can be used to plan trips via bus, train, Uber, or Lyft, and pay for them all in one place. The NTTA will also wrap up construction on the Dallas North Tollway by early next year. City spokesman Steve Stoller says fixing traffic takes a concerted effort from everyone.
Road improvement projects will only help to a certain point. We need to shift 20% of our traffic involving single drivers to other forms of transportation. That means motorists must be willing to adopt new driving habits, and local businesses must consider establishing policies that will get workers off the roads during peak hours.
To do that, the city is forming a traffic management association made up of business owners, developers, and transportation agencies. They'll work together to cut down on single driver trips through telecommuting, flexible work hours, and carpooling. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.